Penguin Random House Audio presents Golden Child by Claire Adam, read for you by Obi Abili. Part 1. 1. Only Trixie is at the gate when he pulls up. She is sitting on her haunches, staring at something across the road, her forelegs planted in front of her, solid as tree stumps. Probably an iguana, Clyde thinks. Or an agouti, judging by the look on her face. He glances in that direction as he yanks the handbrake up but can't see what she might be looking at. There is only bush over there on that side of the road. Bush all the way down to the river and then more bush until you get to the cocoa plantations. The leaves are shiny with the little rain that just fell, the asphalt road steaming. As he walks down to the gate, he pulls off his t-shirt, wipes the sweat from his face, the back of his neck. He had a little wash before he left work, but the smell of the industrial estate still clings to him. It is in his hair, his clothes, the creases of his joints. Isle smell, people call it, or petrochemical smell, if they're better informed. Today, Clyde knows, he smells of grease, ammonia, and rotten eggs, because he spent the afternoon going round the plant with the engineer, sealing off valves, hauling open chambers, collecting samples in little plastic bags, and then closing back the chambers and opening valves again. Usually, he would have been wearing a blue coverall instead of his own clothes, and he would have showered at the plant before he left. But since the break-in a few weeks ago, he switched to day work, just as a temporary measure so that he can be at home with Joy and the boys during the night. It doesn't pay as well as shifts, but Joyce says she feels safer with him in the house.